just one ha'ara. It's been a few days. So just one ha'ara as it relates to the halachas of Avelos that we're learning. It's a dover nifla from the Hilge Chassam Sofer. And really, it's not, it's light, it's short, and it's a dover klali that's negeya the entire perek for Elul Megalchin. And really, it ties in a few different gemaras that we learned together. So the gemara on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph discussed minayin la'avelos shiva. How do we know that someone that loses a karev has to mourn, and he has to mourn for 7 days? So we know that Avelos, even though there's some rishonim that hold that Avelos is dairaisa, but at the same time, Ikar Avelos is really only Yom Echad. V'achrisa ki Yomar, it's 1 day. Stating that, there is a Chiyav Avelos of 7 days, and the Gemara said, Minayin L'Avelos Shiva. What's the Makar T'Avelos Shiva? The Chsiv, and the Gemara said, it's one time from the Pasuk in Amos. The Pasuk says, V'hafachti Chageichem Le'evel. Machag Shiva, just like Yontif for 7 days. Av Avelos Shiva, so to Avelos is going to be 7 days. Tosfos asks Akasha. Tosfos says that why did the Gemara have to prove that Avelos is Shiva from a pasuk in Amos? This is Amos Perik Ches Pasuk Yud Vafachti Chageichem Le'el. I have a mefurish pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. The pasuk says that after the Misa of Yaakov Avinu, so Yosef and his brothers, they took Yaakov to Maros HaMachpelah, like Yosef swore he would do. And the pasuk says, Vayavoyu at Goyrin Ha'atot. They arrived at Goyrin Ha'atot, Asher Be'ivar HaYarden, Vayispidu Sham Mispid Gadol, the Kovid Moed, it was a grace of Hespid, Vayas La'ovel, Evel Shivas Yomim. And then they mourned him for 7 days. It's a freight toises. You have a makar for Avelos of 7 days. So why do we need a pasuk in Amos? Vafachti Chageichem Le'egel. It's a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. The pasuk says Vayasla of Avel Shivas Yomim. So Tosfos says a teretz. Tosfos says that Avelos happened before the kfur. If you go through the psukim, just Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, before they buried Yaakov, they mourned them for 7 days. That's not what Avelim do today. Avelos Shiva happens noch the kfura. So Tosfos says even though it's true there's a makar and a pasuk to a concept of a shiva, but that shiva was clearly different because that happened far the kfura. We're talking about an avelos for noch the kfura that we can't bring a ride from that pasuk, and that's why the Gemara brought the pasuk instead v'afachti chageichem le'evil as opposed to this pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. But then Tosfos says that really this kasha the Yerushalmi already asks. He says I found this kasha in the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says a different tarot. It's quote. That you can't learn from Koide Matan Torah, and it's for that reason you can't learn from Parashas Vayechi. In other words, Yerushalmi says a yesod. The Yerushalmi says you cannot learn halachos from Koide Matan Torah. And this pasuk of Parashas Vayechi is before the Torah was given in Parashas Yisrael. So it's before Matan Torah, and of course it's before Matan Torah, it's for that reason you can't learn from it. And that's why we bring the pasuk in Amos, which is noch Matan Torah, v'afachti chageichem le'evil. Because the pasuk of Ayaslo of Evel Shivas Yomim is Koide Matan Torah, and you can't learn from Koide Matan Torah. The Maratzchios, on this Tosfos, in his Agoyis, right here, my cotton dafchaf on the base, asks a bombakash. From another Tosfos and another Yerushalmi, in Masechtas Maikot and Davches Amid Beis, something that we spoke about. And that is the Gemara, we keep on coming back to this, on Davches Amid Beis said, Ein noisim noshim b'moid. Person not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. Loi besulois, v'loi almanois, v'loi miyadmin, v'pnei shesimcha hiloi. And the Gemara had four pshatim, what it means, v'pnei shesimcha hiloi. The first pshat was mipnei she'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, and then the Gemara said, "Minayin? How do you know that ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha?" And the Gemara said, "It's learned out from simcha shleima b'shaita. It's learned out from shleima melech that shleima melech made a tremendous yontif, and the yontif was to celebrate the Chanukah Sabayis of the first Beis Hamikdash. And when did he make the yontif? 7 days prior to Sukkot. Right? The Gemara, why did he make it 7 days prior to Sukkot? He should have made it on Sukkot itself. Elamai ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. He didn't want to be ma'arv the simcha of the Chanukah Beis Hamikdash with the simcha of yontif. So the Gemara says that's how you know ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. But Tosfos Dibra Maskel, Afisha Emarvin Simcha Basimcha quotes a Yerushalmi. Ubi Yerushalmi Darish, Yerushalmi learns it out from somewhere else. The Chsiv, because the Pasik says, Male Shavuazois. That Pasik's in Parashas Vayetze. The context is that Yaakov Avinu just worked 7 years so that he should be able to marry Rachel. But then he found out that he didn't marry Rachel, he married Leah. And he comes to Lavan, Ishver, with Tainas, and Lavan comes to him with a whole cheshbin. He comes to him with his attorney. No, well, Yossa came bim kaimenu. And then he says, I'll tell you what. Mal ishvu azois. Why don't you wait a week? Just work another 7 years. You can marry now. Give it. You can marry Rachel on credit.
Just tell me, give me a handshake that you're going to work for me for the next 7 years. But he says, wait 7 days. So why wait 7 days? Zokti Rishalmi. The reason was because he just married Leah. And because he just married Leah, so he was involved in the Simchas HaNesu'in of Leah. What we know as Sheva Brachas. So being that he was involved in the Sheva Brachas of Leah, so he couldn't go marry Rachel now. So he had to wait a week. And after the Shavua Zayis is going to pass, then afterwards, he was allowed to go ahead and marry Rachel and to make another Sheva. So Zokti Rishalmi, you want a makar of Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha? Here's the Makar. Freik, the Maritzchios, it's a Pella. The Yerushalmi Lishitasai said you can't learn Avelos from Parashas Vayechi. Why? Because you can't learn from Kaidama and Taira. So how could you learn Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha, which is an idea that's Nogeya very much, many halachas, from Parashas Vayetze, which was also Kaidama and Taira. And Maritzchios says that if you take a look at my Sefer that I wrote, Taira's Nevi'im, I said a Teretz, I took a look, it's an Arichos, it's in Perek Yud Aleph, Ayin Shah. But the emes is that the Chassam Sofer, in his Torah's Moshe, in Parashas Vayechi, he brings this kasha as well. He said that he was asked this kasha by Harav HaChassid, Raber Bloch. Raber Bloch was the one that asked this kasha to the Chassam Sofer. So in the spirit of Sif Sofer, Dovavos Bekever. So who was Raber Bloch? Raber Bloch was the Av Bezdin and Matistov. The Chassam Sofer, before he became Rav in Presburg, he was the Rav in Matistov. So he knew Raber Bloch, he was the Av Bezdin in Matistov. And the Chassam Sofer in a few different places talks about Raber Bloch. One of the places he talks about him is in the Droshes. So he refers to him as follows. Harav HaChassid HaGadol, Ben Chassid, Raber Bloch, of Bezdin the Matistov. Okay, so who is Raber Bloch? Asher l'roiv chassidusoy, noymar olav, achrei mois vayomois. Achrei shekvar hemes atzmei mikol taivis ha'olam hazeh, chazar umeis pektusha v'tahira. Chassam Sofer said that Raber Bloch died twice. He said he was memes atzmei, he completely removed himself from kol taivis ha'olam hazeh, so he was literally memes atzmei al divrei Torah, and then he died again. And the second time he died b'kedusha v'tahira. That's where Raber Bloch was. So the Chassam Sofer brings Raber Bloch that he asked him the same kasha. Astir and Tosfos. Tosfos Ma'akon Daf Chaf Aman Aleph says that Yerushalmi says that the reason we don't learn the laws of Avelos from Yaakov Avinu, even though it's a mefurish pasuk, the pasuk says Vayas of Avel Shivas Yomim, it's because you can't learn halachas from Kedem and Torah. Yet Tosfos and Ma'akon Daf Chesam and Brings brings another Yerushalmi where the Yerushalmi says you learn Ema Arv and Simcha B'Simcha not from Shloimeh HaMelech but from Malish Vozois. We learned it from a pasuk in Parashas Vayetze, which was also Kaidah Matan Torah. So could you learn from Kaidah Matan Torah, or could you not learn from Kaidah Matan Torah? So the Chassam Sofer says a dover nifla ad l'moed. But before the Chassam Sofer, we just have to reacquaint ourselves with one pasuk. The pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. The pasuk over there is describing a halacha that once upon a time, the pagans were custom married to do, and the Torah says that he is not allowed to do this. It says, "Bana matam l'Hashem alaykechem." Therefore, loisus goy to do for loisasimu karchem eneinecha l'meis. So apparently, Rashi says it was a derecham meiri that the pagans, when one of their loved ones died, so they used to act with such an exaggerated form of tzar that they would start tearing their hair out and they would start cutting themselves. And the Torah says he is not allowed to do that. But the Torah prefaces it with a few words. Bonim atem l'Hashem aleikechem. Ben kachu ben kach kruim bonim. And bonim atem l'Hashem aleikechem. Loisis goydedu v'loisasimu karchem eneinechem l'meis. And all the Rishonim, literally, Hakoy l'rabbis, every single Rishon on the side of the Makoros Gedolos and on all the other Rishonim, they all ask the same question. What's the connection between Bonim Atam L'Hashem Alekeichem and Lois Eskoydedu V'Lois Asimu Karchem and Eneichem L'meis? If the Torah simply wants to say that there's an idea of Lois Eskoydedu, it's the same Lois Eskoydedu V'Lois Asimu Karchem, just like every other mitzvah in the Torah. It's 365 Lavin in the Torah. The Torah doesn't preface it with any grace akdama. Here, when it comes to Lois Eskoydedu V'Lois Asimu Karchem and Eneichem L'meis, the Torah gives an introduction. Bonim Atam L'Hashem Alekeichem. Therefore, Lois Eskoydedu V'Lois Asimu Karchem and Eneichem L'meis. So I'll just mention four pshatim very quickly, right here in the Makoros Gedolos. Rashi says, you know what the Torah is trying to say? The Torah is saying, Bonim Atam L'Hashem Alekeichem. Because you're a Ben Melech, you can't start going ahead and cutting yourself. That's not something that's appropriate for a Ben Melech. A Ben Melech is a prince. A prince has to behave in a certain way. And because you're a prince, you have to behave in a certain way, and therefore it's not a hefkervel. You don't have the right to just go ahead and start doing all these different things. Meaning you have to behave in a certain way.
Wait, Rabbeinu Bechaya says the pshat's different. Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Ramban says it also a little bit more bekitzer, that what the Torah is trying to say is that why does a person mourn, right? Why does a person get so bitzar when someone close to him dies? Because he feels so bad that this person just left the world. He had a long life ahead of him, right? He had so much to live for, and now all of a sudden everything was torn away. A bezach de Torah, banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem, with children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek leilam haba. This person that died, yeah, it's very sad. But at the same time, this person didn't leave the world. He went from this world, which is the prosder, into the next world, which is the traklin. And as a result, you can't have too much avelos. You know why? Because banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem, and we believe in leilam haba. And because we believe in leilam haba, so therefore we believe that it's not all over. Devin Ezra says a different gedank. Devin Ezra says that banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem is because if we believe that we're a ben melech, that means Hashem is our father. That means if Hashem is doing something to us, even as painful as it may seem, we believe that it's all for our good, because our father would only do what's best for us. So banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem, how could a person be so bitzar? How could a person, yeah, avelos, of course, abeloisis goydu, we can't do too much avelos. You know why? Because you have to remember, banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem, das l'chatat in himo. And when a person is mitztayer yoisim midai, you know what that means? That means he's questioning, he's doubting whether this was really the right thing. It's the antithesis of kol madavid rachmano letavavid. It's the antithesis of gamzu l'tayva. So it's true, these are hichem, it's not easy. And that's why this hanhogus of avelos. Oh, but not too much. He says, why? Because you have to believe that whatever happens is happening for your good. The Sfornis says a different gedak. The Sfornis says, a person loses a father. So now he feels he's a yosin. Right? He doesn't have a father anymore. Oh, but if a person believes, so then he realizes he still has a father. And he has a father. No person in the world that doesn't have a father. Because Fakir, the Ebesh says, and he says, says the Sefurna is a tata that looks out for his children. And there's nothing in the world that he does, that he's not going to. So there's no such thing as Loisis Goydel. What's the Loisis Goydel do? He doesn't have a father anymore. He doesn't have a mother anymore. And he's so bizarre. But if a person believes banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem, that he still has a father, he has the Eibishter. Of course he mourns. Avada. It can't be too much. It can't. You know, my grandmother, my father's mother, Sarah Bas Naftali Menachem Oleh HaShalom. So she passed away in Chodesh Nisan. So Chodesh Nisan, that's supposed to have Hespedim. So there was a Levaya, and I said a few words. I was at the Levaya, and I said over that what's the pshat in Chodesh Nisan? There's no hespedim. So my hergish was that the pasuk says banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem loisiskoidet v'loisasimu karchem and einechem lemes. And whatever the pshat in the Rishonim is, whether you say Rashi's pshat or the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bechayu or the Evan Ezra's pshat or the Sephornis pshat, and there's more pshatim as well. Any pshat, everyone, one is more beautiful than the next. All these hergishim, but you see that banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem, that feeling is mechayiv, not too much avelos. Loisis goydu duvel loisasimu karkum in einechem lemes. Chodesh Nisan Klal Yisrael became banim l'Hashem aleikechem. That's the chodesh hazeh lochem roish chadashim. That's the month of banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem. And maybe during Chodesh Nisan, a yid has to feel the banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem even more. So whereas ordinarily banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem, what does that beget? You can't take it to that level. You can't take it to that about Avelos. Avelos is noyik. But when it comes to Chodesh Nisan, there we might even more. We even might in Espedim. Because this is the Chodesh of Banim Atem L'Hashem Aleikechem. And when a person feels the Banim Atem L'Hashem Aleikechem, on some level, it requires him to be Memayit Ashtikl in his Avelos. So said the Chsam Soifer, Veruyin Advarim L'Misha Amram. So said the Chsam Soifer, the Yushalmi says that what's the makar to Eimar and Simcha b'Simcha? It's our pasuk in Parshas Vayetze. Malish for his eyes. Yet the same Yerushalmi that Tosis quotes in Perek Vela Megalchim says you can't learn Avela Shiva from Vayas Le'evil Shivas Yomim. Why? Vayas Le'evil Shivas Yomim because Fisha ain't lemeid and Mikayin Man Torah. So Freik Rab Tzvi Erech Chayis and Freik Rab Ber Bloch. That I don't understand. L'chura, what happened
it's the chastira. If the Yerushalmi holds that you can't learn from Kaiman Torah, how could you learn Emar and Simcha b'Simcha from Kaiman Torah? Zoktech Sam Soifer Yeshloi Emar. It's in Torahs Moishem Parshas Vayichi on that pasuk. Vayas Lava Vevel Shivas Yama. That La'Ola maybe the Yerushalmi holds you could learn from Kaiman Torah, and that's why the Yerushalmi learned Emar and Simcha b'Simcha from Kaiman Torah. But what the Yerushalmi meant to say was you can't learn Avelus from Kaiman Torah. You know why? Because once the Torah was given and Klal Yisrael became the Aman Nifchar, and we became the Am Segula, and we became Bonim Lashem Elokeichem, the whole relationship that we have with the Eibishter changed. Koyde Matan Torah, there was no Bonim Atam Lashem Elokeichem. La'acha Matan Torah, there's Bonim Atam Lashem Elokeichem. And Bonim Atam Lashem Elokeichem is Mechayiv, a whole different Hanhog in Hilchas Avelos. So you want to learn Ein Ma'ar and Simcha B'Simcha Hilchas Sheva Brachas Gesundheit. Learn it from Malu Shvu Azois. But after this spring into Shleim HaMelech, you can learn it from Rochel and Leah. Dozok to Yerushalmi, Ob Avelos, it's a different Mitzius. Koyde Matan Torah, they were mourning without the heritage of Banu Matam Lashem Alekeichem. Aber now Zochtech Sam Soifer Yid mourns. He mourns a Karev. He has to be mindful of Banu Matam Lashem Alekeichem. He has to remember he can't do Avelos Yoysim Yidai because he's a Ben Melech. He's a prince. He has to remember that the person that died is not done and over with. Oh, but there's, now there's an Olam Haba. There's Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Leilam Haba. He has to remember that as much as he feels Bitzar, but at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his father and Hashem loves him the way a father loves his child. The Kol Madavid Rachman Ulatavavid, and he has to balance his Avelos with that. Now that the Torah was given, a person has to remember that even though he lost someone, there's an Avea Yisoyim that's going to take care of him. So the bottom line is that the whole Mitzius of Avelus was Nishtana. So Zoktech Sam Soifer, you want to learn Hilchas Sheva Brachas, you can learn Hilchas Sheva Brachas. But Hilchas Avelus you can't learn. It's a different Mitzius of Avelus. It's no Sheiches. What the Yidden did, Koyd Matan Torah, has nothing to do with Lacha Matan Torah. Because now that the Torah was given, there's Bona Matam Hashem Alekechem, and Bona Matam Hashem Alekechem Hilchas Avelos. Yeah, the Torah says Loisus Goyde the Loisusim Karchem Benechem Lemeitz. Those are two halachas. But if you understand the pnimius of the Inyan, like all the Rishonim explain, it's a game changer in terms of understanding Avelos. And every person has to mourn, but at the same time, he has to balance this hakara of Bonim Atam Lashem Alekechem. That was Neschadish La'achar Matan Torah. And because that was Neschadish La'achar Matan Torah, the whole nature of Avelos changed La'achar Matan Torah. And that's why it's Dafka and Hilchas Avelos. Dafkim Perik Ve'el Magalchim, that the Yerushalmi says that you can't learn from Koyde Matan Torah.